Our guest on our program is Bill Scair, Boone City Administrator. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Here we are. We have you have until the end of April to get your budget done now. Okay.
Yes.
So have you gotten the numbers, the corrections, or were they close to Andrea's estimates? Because we know that was one of the things going on.
We have got the new numbers. This was this involved a mistake at the state level on the rollback on the percentages. It was 1.84. Diane Ovdyazov did a great job of getting us the numbers pretty quickly, and we're real appreciative of that. And it's going to affect us just under $200,000.
Overall?
$200,000, yes. And so we're working on right now how we're going to make that up in the budget. We plan on presenting a plan to council on Monday night to see how we're going to absorb these cuts from the state.
Okay. And that's, again, one of those issues. And I know you had looked at your total dollar amounts. The maximum levy part is the total dollars you are going to be seeking for it. So the matter is, how do you adjust that
right. And
get it in there?
Right.
And again, general fund portion, you have some limitations. You can't, raise the levy there.
Cannot, right.
The others in some of the other areas, they don't cover as much of that. So.
Right.
So there's some challenges there.
There are some challenges. We've been working on it with anticipation of what the cuts were. They came in higher than what we thought. So we'll look at that and see how we can solve that problem. And mind you, this is just for this year.
Mm-hmm.
At least for next year, we'll know what they did, and we can plan for it a little better than just being sprung on us this year after we had our budgets completed.
Yeah.
So,
you're not the only ones, too.
No.
We've looked at all
the other cities.
And the big issue is it goes clear back to things that you had been concerned about over the last several years anyway, and that is the changeover from the commercial designation on rentals, apartment structures, things like that, to
correct.
A residential rate.
Correct.
And then now they include, mobile homes and nursing homes, too.
Right.
Some nursing homes.
So there's a lot of things going on down there. We don't know how it's going to end up. We'll just have to wait and see if they continue to cut us.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least get till the end of April before you have to do that. So I'm guessing you'll have to bring all the information back to the council, probably at one of your upcoming meetings, I'm guessing, maybe on the 20th.
Yeah, I think we're pushing it, the schedule looked, I think we're pushing it back a council meeting. So we'll get it done in plenty of time, mm-hmm. and I'll make the decisions on how we're going to move forward with it. And, what I'm going to present to council makes the final decisions, obviously.
See how it goes. All right. I was curious about that because the question was, they did get it done. They did make that change. And they're talking about a tax reduction for people. They don't realize it was a math problem that was generated because of some of the changes that had been done previously. So all cities getting hit with it, $200,000, that's a pretty good-sized hit.
That's a good hit for when you already have your budget balanced for fiscal year 24.
Yeah,
and
you,
then this comes on us.
So, we'll just keep forging ahead. Mm-hmm. Among the others,
we'll make it work.
One of the things that will be coming up for the council is I know you'd rescheduled and had to make some adjustments because of you had an offer on property the city owns. You have a developer that's interested.
Yes.
And this is down on the southwest side of Boone. But at the same time, you had an existing urban development area there. So removing that designation and starting over, is that what we'll be looking at?
Right. So when this started, we had some conversations with obviously our city attorney and then our attorneys at Allers and Cooney's that handled development agreements and things for the city. And through that discussion, it just seemed like the right way to go was to just terminate that area,
mm-hmm.
Make it easier for the sale to go through. And, obviously when we look at something, we certainly want to follow Iowa law and do things right. And Ogden Cooney's is good about getting that information to us. And so in a conference call with them and the city attorney and Andre and myself, we just decided that the best way to go was to terminate that area. And then so that we had to take some steps before we had the public hearing. So we canceled the public hearing the last meeting of this month, and
that
meeting we set the public hearing for the 6th.
So we'll be going through that whole process again. And is this going to be the sale of property similar to what we had downtown? You've got an offer on it or somebody that's interested? Or do you take offers, or how, do you have to have a limited, or do you have to have time?
A developer made, you know, we had some discussions with them. Ames EDC was instrumental in this and bringing them to the table. And so they made an offer. And then, as you remember, we had a closed session at a council meeting to discuss that offer. And then we just postponed, canceled the public meeting so that we could make sure we're in line with what Iowa law says.
Mm-hmm.
And so that public meeting will be this Monday night.
Yeah, okay.
And then after that meeting, council will hear any objections, if there are any. That allows other people or businesses to come in and make a counteroffer if they so choose.
Sure.
And then after the public hearing, then we'll talk with council that there could be a decision to approve the sale to them.
Okay. Well, we do know that's one of the public hearings that will be coming. The other one is you got part two of your development agreement for Brian Fritz. And
yes.
Again, this was something we knew was coming because they had already secured the tax credits for the second phase of their project up on the north side. I think they call this part the Boone Senior housing part. But this they're talking 30 units, basically, what, triplexes, I believe?
Garden homes.
The garden homes.
Yep, they call them garden homes. And 30 units, you're correct. And, you know, if you've been by there, you know they've done a ton of dirt work out there. And
that's a deep hole,
ponds,
I will say.
Yeah.
That's a deep hole. Anyway.
I think in this it's going to be really nice.
When they're done.
And right. So, yeah, we were just following up. This is just us following up with the development agreement. As you know, we had already, council had already passed a resolution of support that went with their application for the incentives and everything that we were willing to give them on this project. So this is just the official development agreement setting out all the rules and everything to protect the city. And on the developer side, to protect them, Ollers and Cooney is the one that puts that together for us. So this is just the culmination of all that work that we put in. It's the public hearing for the development agreement, then should be approval of the development agreement so that they can move forward.
First part on the low to moderate income, or on the, not the LMI, but the affordable housing part that they were doing. It was a 30 plus, I guess, housing units that are going to be on the northwest.
On the family side.
On the family
side. Right, there's 40 there.
And then,
another 30 on the seniors, or for a total of 7 additional housing units.
That's a bunch.
Yes.
And they are going to be moving forward with that. But you have that development agreement to do roughly, what, another 7? So we're talking $14 to $15 million that they're investing up there.
Yeah, actually, between two projects, it's just over $19
million. 19, wow.
$19 million.
Pretty sizable, and once again, that'll be one of the hearings that'll be coming up for the council. The second group, again, they identified as probably 55 and over, I think, on their tax
credit. Yes, you're correct there, Jim.
So that's going on. I mean, it's interesting. It's exciting. You got a couple of them different going on. So.
Yeah, and it's
And those are just in those two areas.
Just in the two areas, which will increase our housing in this community, which we need. We're in bad need of more housing, and so we try to attack it from all angles. You know, there's some additional housing needs we need, I think, for single family homes, and we're working on some things on that. So it, you know, we try to look at it from from not only the rental market rate or the low to moderate income, but then also single family homes. And
well,
plus our demolition program, which when we demo a house and we obtain property of or ownership of that property, then we work with a developer to put a house, you know, a new house in an established neighborhood.
So we still have a number of those going on, too.
Yes, we do.
Well, we have one of the other things that, of course, happened. It would be back on the 20th. Would have been the 21st, maybe, I think. The DOT did the bid lettings, because one of the capital projects you were looking at coming up was West Park and South Marion.
Yes.
A big project. Dollars, by the way, folks, have already been accumulated and set aside for that. Yep. This was planned for.
We have the money in the bank for that project.
You were talking roughly about $1.8 million, I think, was the projection on that.
Right.
So we know the DOT was doing the bidding. And so what's the process coming up now? Because I know they review the numbers and everything else, and Sounds like we've seen some of the other things they've been working on. They've had some pretty competitive bids out there.
They have, and so with that project, you know, they've let the project. They received bids. I believe six contractors bid on it. We'll review the bids. We have to have a public hearing. That'll be coming up as well. And then after that public hearing, we need to officially accept the bid. SEH is the engineering consultant on that that's running that project. They'll send us information on their recommendation for which bid to accept. Mm-hmm. We'll take that in front of council and approve that. I believe that will be...
Probably 20th?
On the 20th. On the 20th.
So... takes about a month to go through the whole process of getting everything done.
So we'll have that public hearing as well. So we have a few public hearings coming up and finalize that and accept the bid and then move forward with that project.
And
sign a contract with the contractor.
Sure. That's one of those where that particular area, you already had somebody annex property in anticipation of being able to do some development.
We did on the south side of West Park Avenue. West Park Avenue, you're exactly right, Jim. And we're hoping, now that we're considering this on the property we own, which is the mm-hmm. in this area, selling that to a developer for potential improvement and mm-hmm. additional housing up there. With that, the road will be done before that project probably starts. So we'll open that up. We'll get the paved road. And we're hoping that that area will just expand and that we'll have some more property for single-family homes in the future as well.
And for those that are wondering, part of the long-range planning you have to do is you've already started upping the infrastructure in there. As far as the underground, the water, the sewer, things like that, you've already taken steps to make improvements there.
We have. Excuse me. Part of that project, the paving project, there also includes that infrastructure that you're mm-hmm. talking about on stormwater. And I know on West Park Avenue there's some sanitary pipe
yep.
that we're going to make improvements. It's really deep there on West Park, so we're going to do some improvements on that to bring – some connections up so when there is development, they don't have to dig down, if I understand it correctly, they don't have to dig down 20 feet every time, that we're adding a house or. So we're making improvements that area as well. So, yeah, a lot of money being spent out in that area.
So, and again, it's all part of the infrastructure.
It is.
In the long run, it's going to add to that tax base.
It will.
So we've seen pretty steady numbers, again, for housing and some of the improvements that have been going on. Again, it looks like it's going to keep going in that direction for you.
I think so. I think council through the years have made very, very good decisions on our housing and which way to go, and they watch that very closely and make sure we're going in the right direction, with the LMI project, with this one, hopefully upcoming one on the land that the city owns at the present time. For more market rate units, if that's what it ends up being, and then maybe some more single family houses. So we need to add, this is a problem that I think every city has for the yeah. most part. I don't know if the metro does, but outside the metro,
there's a
issue. There is a need, and we got to do our best to fill it. And a good example is that when the council approved the purchase of the land back in 2018. On the land now, we're going to be hopefully looking at selling to a developer to put housing units on that property. So just an example of some decision you make in 2018, it's 4 years later, now we're going to see the benefits of that.
Well, let's talk about our other housing opportunity or renovation opportunity.
Sure.
And that is one working with the folks at Ames EDC, Brenda mm-hmm. Dreyer in particular,
yes.
who just, and when she gets something going, she's really going forward with it. But we do have a grant program that's going to be available to qualifying homeowners to make some pretty substantial improvements and very little cost. And again, if you use the local, you can really do well if you use local contractors and things like that.
We do. You're exactly right.
This is pretty
good.
This is, and again, for those that are wondering, very comparable to the program that Ogden's doing. They set up the same thing there, too.
Right, they did. So it's a grant through the Central Iowa Housing Authority. We asked for 80. We got 70. The city has about a 20% match on that. We have budgeted that money for fiscal year 24, so we have that in the budget to do that. The application, everything is already out. It's on the website. Mm-hmm. If anybody's interested in fixing up their home, the application and the rules and everything are on the website. We have the grant applications at the building office at City Hall. You do need to return them to the offices over in Ames at the Ames EDC mm-hmm. because Brenda from Ames EDC, she's running this grant. And we hope to fix up, you know, we'll see how many houses we get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, 70,000 plus the city's match can go a long way. And I know there's some upcoming public meetings about it to explain it that Ames EDC is arranging. And hopefully we'll spend every dollar of that grant plus the 20% that the city puts in.
And the first one, I can tell you, is going to be on Saturday morning down at Tulips, down below the Dutch Oven.
Yep.
That'll be Saturday morning. I'm forgetting the time now. Probably 9 or something
right.
like that in the morning.
And I think there's a follow-up one at City Hall. It might be the following Thursday. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but
I don't have it either.
I have it down. But I think it's on a Thursday at like 6:30 or
6:30
like
in
that.
The evening, something yeah. like that. And it'll be in the upstairs conference room there
so right.
with some construction going on there
right.
in that area. But, again, this is for those that might need additional information about it, if you have questions. Or you can always contact Brenda.
Absolutely. Or email me if you have any questions. Yeah. I'll get you the correct information. Yeah.
The whole press release is available on the city's website. It's
yes.
there. So
right.
we've got that.
Right.
And those are just the one of the other opportunities that's going on out there. So
you know, I'll just note the other day I had a conversation with a citizen was needing some information. He was online and looking at our budgets, mm-hmm. and he said one of the things he noticed. He goes, "I can't believe the amount of grant money that you guys have received," because we have to list that on there, mm-hmm. and we've been very lucky in the past few years of getting grant money, anything from the UV project to the Catalyst grant and things like that. So the staff, whenever we can, we always look for grants and try to bring those dollars to the community that helps the taxpayers because we're not paying
cost.
As much. It lowers the cost and it allows us to get more projects done as well. The more money we can bring in from other sources, it just helps us, you know, cross mm-hmm. off that project off our list and move on to the next one.
Well, one of the reasons, and again, we've talked about it before, one of the reasons that we do have a contract with Ames EDC is they have that expertise in pursuing those grants. I know some people say, well, don't you have people to do you don't have the time. First of all, you didn't have the time to do it.
We don't, and they have the expertise, they have the personnel, and they have the contacts. And that helps a lot. But for staff's part in this, once we receive the grant, that's really when the staff from the city, it takes their time because with all the rules and the things you have to follow. And staff, I'm mainly talking about our finance officer because mm-hmm. she's got to track all this grant money, each separate project. There's certain rules that you have to do. And then if there's an audit that the government audits you on this money, you have to complete that. So
it's not
there's work getting the grant, yeah. writing it, which Ames EDC helps out tremendously on that, as well as when you do get the grant, the work doesn't stop.
Yeah. Well, a couple other things. What are some of the other things that you're looking at? Obviously, the big ones, capital project-wise, both the water and the wastewater plants in need of some immediate attention. So we're going to be moving ahead on some projects there.
We are. Actually, at a previous council meeting, we just approved a contract with SEH, our engineer consultant, for a RAS pump project at wastewater we're trying to get done this fiscal year. This was on our radar for this fiscal year. So they're working on that now, preparing design and bids for that project. We hope to have them soon. We'd really like to get that project done this fiscal year. The money we have for it is mm-hmm. in this fiscal mm-hmm. year 23's budget, so we're trying to complete that. But then you mentioned the other projects. We have around $2.5 million worth of projects at the wastewater as well as the water. As you know, we're going to be bonding for those, $2.5 million for the water, $2.5 million for the wastewater in fiscal year 24, which precipitated an increase in the, right. as you know, the water and sewer rates of, I don't have it in front of me, I believe it's 3%, 3%, 3%. Not very, it doesn't amount to a lot per customer. And then a 2%, I call it an inflation escalator, after that so that we can keep up. sewer fees, I think, were last raised in 2010.
Yep, the sanitary.
I think water was 2016. So we're kind of behind the curve. We haven't raised our rates at all for those number of years, but we've still been doing projects. We still have expenses and things like that. In order for us to complete those projects, we didn't have a choice. We had to go forward with those increases.
And we do know cost of operation has not gone down.
Every year they rise.
I mean, we're not talking about the management contract we have with U.S. Water. I mean, they've been trying to hold those prices there, but the cost of utilities, cost of chemicals for the water treatment.
You mentioned two good things that we're keeping an eye on this year is that we're above or over budget on is because of the inflation and what you call it supply chain that we've had issues with. Is the chemicals, particularly for, not so bad at the wastewater, but particularly at the water treatment facility, we're way above, and utilities.
Everybody's looking at them.
Right.
Same thing.
And they have to be paid. You have to have those things to run the plants. So
we have those going on. And I know, like on the wastewater one, the city's been in negotiations with the landfill for some disposal of material, some of the biosolids, which requires DNR involvement and everything else. So,
right.
But that's you've always had the DNR involved with that.
We have. And so we had a test done that told us that we could dump our sludge out at the landfill. So we've been working with the landfill and the supervisors. The supervisors have been great on this. We've met with them a couple times, and they're really open to it. And right now we're working on an agreement that we can take to the supervisors, and I can take to my utility committee to discuss with them and get their approval before we take it to full council.
Right.
So we're moving forward on that. We're just working on the written agreement.
Before we run out of time, other things, anything else immediate coming up?
Yeah, e-notify. We've started that. I want to mention
I just have the new one here.
Yeah, okay, so you've got it. Good. We put an email blast out yesterday to remind people to sign up. Effective March 1st, the normal way that agendas come out, we're going to stop. They're all going to come through e-notify, so that requires you to go to our website over on the right. It has a little tab there for sign up for e-notify. It takes like 5 minutes, and then you can even pick what you want, agendas or what types of agendas and everything. So we encourage everybody to do that because
this is part of the public information.
It is, and we're trying to get more transparent information out to the community and our citizens and advise them on what's going on at the city. We've had some good articles that our consultant has put out on that. For example, the retirement of JR and the retirement of Ed, and then who's replacing them, information about them. I think there should be an article. I think it's already came out
on some of the goals
Dave and Waylon. Yeah. And we're working on an informational email to put out about the upcoming special election, and we'll try to get that information out to everybody. So I just encourage everybody to go to the website, sign up at e-notify so that you continue to get those things.
And if you happen to be, while you're going by there, you see Nixle right there, you can sign up there too. Just saying.
You can.
That's
exactly.
So we get any more of the snow.
I'm hoping we're through that for this season.
So I know. We'll after towing 60 cars,
I'm hoping that we're done
we
with
don't
snow.
We don't want to do that again.
We've had snow before in March, right? So you never know.
Hope not. Anyway, I do appreciate you taking time
sure.
to come and visit with
You're
us
welcome.
This month and let us know what's going on. Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator.